Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Tuesday, January the 11th, it's National Milk Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Dairy Department. There is a shortage this week, not due to supply chain like everything else, this one was at the production end, there was an utter failure. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, at least the mosquitoes won't be biting today. Minus 17 degrees, feeling way colder than that, but we will work our way up to a balmy high of minus 7, also feeling way colder than that. But temperatures will be on the rise tomorrow and maybe hit a high of minus 3. Mm. And on National Milk Day, let's have a random daily shout out to churned milk. While I do love dairy milk, I prefer when it's churned. It's butter that way. Good writing, that's all it is. Good writing.
Well, National Milk Day falls on January 11th to observe the very first time milk was delivered to homes inside sterilized glass bottles. It took until 1878 before anybody thought to fill bottles with milk and seal them with wax paper. I guess they just delivered empty bottles before that. Now, before I go any further, do you think we have enough milks now? Like, we have to stop milking things. Cow, goat, sheep, almond, cashew, soy, rice, coconut, oat.
RV.
Honestly, I've been trying to milk these almonds forever. That doesn't milk coming from. I can't figure it out.
Well, maybe it's because they don't have any. Never mind. our friend Scott works in publishing. He was working in an echo chamber. He was working with Chris Hatfield on his next book. Chris was telling him a story about having coffee in space, and he was looking for milk for his coffee, but couldn't find any anywhere. And his fellow astronaut said, "No one can here. Use cream." Oh, gosh. And, of course, I had a mishap on the weekend. Rain asked me to get a carton of milk and added, if they have oranges, get 5. She was surprised, not surprised, when I brought home 5 cartons of milk. Because, of course, they had oranges.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I had to say about that one.
It's time for Tuesday.
And by the way, James, when you milk an orange, you get orange juice.
Woo! Slide the outside right now.
Down to the depths today.
Find the outside in here.
Let's get to tunes with Tamik. What are we listening to today? There's a nifty tune by Roxette, Milk and Toast and Honey.
You know what? It's not Roxette, but you have 2 of the words right.
Okay.
Rohini heard a little bit this morning. You know, on days like today, I think about being warm. And when I think about being warm, of course, I think about Jamaica. And when I think about Jamaica, a huge part of Jamaica for me is Dennis Brown. So today we're going to go with... Look at Ventura's face. I knew he'd like it. So today we're going to go with Milk and Honey by Dennis Brown. And honestly, the song is almost like a prayer. And it's just saying, he's saying to God, bring forth the honey, don't stop. Bring forth the milk and honey, don't stop. He says, you know what? Let the sufferers be strong. Give dread not to dread, or dread not to the power to be true and strong. Jah, bring forth honey, don't stop. And it's basically a prayer. He's saying, no matter what happens, no matter what comes in your life, just believe that God has good things coming to you. And wow, on a day like today, on every day, that's such a good mantra and such a good way to start out your day. Because, you know, we're always going to have things that happen to us, things that happen for us, things that happen because of us. If you keep that motivation in mind and you just know that good things will continue to come, right? The world can be good. The world can provide goodness for others and for yourself. In many ways, you want to give that out. So that's what I love about this song. It makes you feel that. And it just repeats, right? So it is like a mantra that you can kind of sit with. And sometimes those lyrics and lyrics that do that are as important as lyrics that tell a story, right? So that is my pick for today. Dennis Brown. Dennis Brown in general is such a beautiful and positive person. Like, you can't find a... Is there a bad Dennis Brown song? I don't think so. I don't think so. He's just that kind of artist. So, but definitely Dave Milk and Honey. So just invite that into your life, people. Invite the goodness in, and try to stay positive and try to keep it going in that direction for the week.
How about some of that Milk and Honey now? Go 2 for 2.
No, I'm not doing that.
Just a few bars. Come on.
Man. Oh, man.
We're going to try Milk this way.
Look at Mark. He's so excited.
I thought you were going to do it for sure. Honor him.
You never know when I'm going to do it. That's the thing.
what a delightful surprise it is. All right, Milk and Honey, add it to the playlist. And what a great thing to have a little bit of prayer in our day today. All right, it is very exciting. It is time for Ventures with Venturo, and we are pleased to announce a new sponsor for Venturo's Tech. Future Shop is now on board. Yes, they're bankrupt, but are willing to share their nothingness with us. All right, Venturo, what have you got for us today?
For sure, we'll definitely take the nothingness. So today, you know, I was doing some research, trying to find something useful for my kids, because they're always online. They're spending so much time online. And I came across a great piece of resource that is created by Google. It's called Be Internet Awesome, all right? You can check out the show notes. JD, I sent you the link, right? So you can add that to your show notes. It's Be Internet Awesome. Go check it out. They have lessons and games for kids. They have some interesting topics that they cover, how to share with care online. Don't fall for fake. Review your stuff, make sure you're not falling for the fake news. Secure your secrets, how to protect your privacy online. And it's cool to be kind, how to share resources that you create online with other people, and they can reuse those resources. And when you're in doubt, talk it out. So if you come across anything that you're not so comfortable with as a kid, you can talk to a teacher or a parent. Great resources for your kids, guys. It's really structured for kids 7 to 12. But if they're a little younger, a little older, they can still benefit from the wealth of information that's there. So go check it out. It's Be Internet Awesome. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
I think we better send that to all of them.
I guess if your kids are spending so much time online, maybe they'd like to help support your endeavors by doing some, Bitcoin mining.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Probably they'll shift from Bitcoin to some other crazy meme coin like Shiba Inu. So
right. Oh, that one's tanking. I guess that's a discussion for another time.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks. You're welcome. All right, that's a great collection of lessons and games and tricks, because tricks are for kids. It is Tuesday. Time for Tuesday's trivia.
That's more of a thought than a trivia piece. However, I can't put a stat on it. Apparently, 95% of dairy farmers do converse with their cows as they're milking. They have a very close relationship as they're milking, and I guess the conversation helps the flow. That is until the milk runs out, then there's utter silence.
They put it out in the titter sphere.
Oh, whoa.
We're good.
You don't
almost
want to
until
freeze almonds at this time of day.
I didn't think almonds had those. But anyway.
Well, you should see my walnuts.
Jeez. Didn't take long at all.
Is it that cold out? All right, before we go, I'm pleased that we're about to welcome another new sponsor to the Wise Guys and Girl, PJ's Pet Centers. Well, I think we are. It's hard to confirm with their communications department since, they're out of business. But I think they're coming on board tomorrow. That is it for us, everyone. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.